We did mention the Copenhagen Climate Summit that has been taking place, will, I think, continue throughout this next week. And so I thought it'd be important for us to bring somebody to the broadcast table to discuss the issue of, biblically, is climate change, is all of this that we hear about global warming really possible? Wanted to do that with a man who I believe would be able to tell us better than anybody else that I know of, Dr. John Whitcomb. Dr. Whitcomb and I were both speakers at the pre-trib study group in Dallas just the first of this week. Doc, it was great to see you there, man. You did a great job. Thank you for being a part of helping some of us young guys to gain some knowledge from the men who have been studying a lot longer than we have.
Thank you, Jimmy. It was a privilege to share God's precious word.
It certainly is. That was an important meeting, too. This is a gathering Tim LaHaye put together several years ago, bringing people who are premillennial, pre-trib rapturist, and dispensationalists together. John, this Copenhagen Climate Summit has been going on politically. There are reports that they want the countries to sign a treaty that would basically develop a one-world government. And they're using climate change as the basis upon which they want to do that. This is a political move that leads into the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, but it's scary other than that, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I have some statements from God himself on this subject that I hope will be of help to God's people everywhere.
Well, let's talk about that. What does God's word say about the possibility of global warming?
When the Genesis flood ended, God made this amazing statement to Noah and to all of us. He said, I will never again curse the ground on account of man. And you say, why not? Maybe we're better now. Maybe we're better now. Maybe we're nicer now. Maybe we don't deserve such treatment. But no, listen. For the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again destroy every living thing as I've done. In other words, on Noah's ark, Jimmy, were eight sin natures in people's hearts that proliferated after the flood to the billions of people here who desperately need a Savior. And his name is Jesus Christ the Lord. And here's something else that God said that I think colors the whole picture that we see today. He said, while the earth remains, eight things will continue. Listen to this. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. In other words, God is saying to us, I am in charge of the weather, thank you. I'm in charge of the world, the solar system, this galaxy, the galaxies beyond, the entire universe. Man once had dominion over the earth to some extent, but now he lost it because he turned it over to Satan. And now we are, of course, Jimmy, susceptible to all kinds of evil perspectives and how we think we're going to change the climate, change the world. I have in front of me an excellent new book, A New Theory of Climate Change by Dr. Larry Vardaman of Institute for Creation Research. He says, no, we're not going to change the climate. What's actually happening is that there is a fluctuation in the electromagnetic field of the sun that may be responsible for it. And so he expands his arguments here and shows that carbon dioxide from man's activity is probably not the primary cause for global warming. Major weaknesses have developed in the logic that carbon dioxide causes global warming. And furthermore, Terry Mortensen of the Institute of the Answers in Genesis Ministry has just issued an email pointing out that the policies flowing out of Al Gore's global warming fraud will do serious damage to the economies of the Western world and grievously increase, listen, the suffering of the poor people of the world. It robs us of more of our freedoms. A key part of the agenda is to make a one-world government. And so here is a new program that is helping people to understand what's happening. It's a scientifically well-informed program called www.cornwallalliance.org. Cornwall Alliance is helping people understand what's really happening and what we can do to help. So, Jimmy, it's important, first of all, isn't it, to listen to what God says. We can do limited things. Yes, we are responsible to to do what we can, but let's face total reality biblically. We're not going to change the climate and the weather. And to do so will not only cost billions of dollars, but will accomplish nothing.
Wow, that is fantastic. And Dr. Whitcomb, quoting from the book of Genesis, chapter 8 and verse 22. Let me read that verse again. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, glory to God, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Wow, that is fantastic. What a biblical basis for understanding the times in which we're living. Dr. Whitcomb, that's why when we can grab you for just a few moments to have a conversation with you, we want to do it. And you are such a blessing as you teach the Word of God traveling across this world and with us here on the radio broadcast. Thank you, my dear friend. If we don't talk to you before, have a wonderful Christmas with you and your dear precious wife.
God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much.